It's January 18th, 2024, and you're listening to Reality Daily, your daily source of reality TV schedules, news, and commentary. Let's hop right into it. Apologies for the delay, but luckily, we're able to get this out to you before the shows tonight. Three new premieres tonight. The first one is going to be the season premiere of Botched over on the E! Network. A 21-year-old risked losing her left eye due to a 42 botched surgery attempts to repair her face following a tragic car accident when she was a teenager. Also on the premiere episode, a woman who got a breast augmentation after massive weight loss is left with mismatched breast. Over on Nat Geo's season premiere of Trafficked, Marina goes inside the world of contract killing in this episode about assassins. Also on Max, HBO Max's streaming service, On the Roam, the full season of Jason Momoa's adventure where he travels across the country to meet extraordinary individuals blazing their own path. All right, for other shows that are having new episodes tonight, we have The Traitors USA Episode 4, The Fallout of the Poisoning, A Southern Charm on Bravos, The Reunion Part 2, season newcomers Rod and Rodrigo join the group after a surprising twist. Taylor and Olivia remain on tenderhooks. On Southern Hospitality on Bravo, Joe questions where to take his relationship with Sally. Grace reconsiders her future with Liam and plans the escape to save her cat. As Maddie scrambles to save her job from Emmy, new cheating evidence against her boyfriend Trevor spreads. Over on Hell's Kitchen, during dinner service, the chefs are put to the test to see if they have the attention to detail to run a kitchen with a few tricks thrown in by Chef Ramsay. A&E new episodes tonight, Taking the Stand, the Wagner stand accused of murdering 8 members of the Roden family over a bitter child custody dispute. George Wagner IV is going to take the stand to try to convince the jury he played no role in the massacre. Also in A&E, undercover, caught on tape, ATF undercover agent Dominic is going to aim to pass himself off as a mobster to stop the Iceman serial killer. And also undercover detective Carlos James is going to pose as a gang member to disrupt a treacherous plot against a woman's ex. Also in A&E, it's the first 48. When a young soccer player shot dead and dumped in the street, the detective must retrace the man's steps that lead to the killer. On History Channel, we have Swamp People franchise, 2 episodes of that. Swamp People in the Heat Index, pushing a record 126 degrees. King of the Swamp, Troy, relies on his swamp ingenuity to find the coolest place in the bayou. Also, Swamp Mysteries right after that. King of the Swamp investigates. Married to Real Estate has a new episode over on the Oprah Winfrey Network. A bachelor is looking for a place near family. When a house's perfect location hits the mark, he jumps at the opportunity. But Egypt and Mike are going to look to renovate the home and deliver all the must-haves, including plenty of space to entertain. On Magnolia Network, it's This Old House. They're back in Lexington trying to finish up that house copper binding. It's installed before the therapy pool was craned in. Tile selections are revealed. The integrated entrance ramp gets snow melt and a final layer of concrete. Elevator disconnects are installed. Over on CBC in Canada, it's Nature of Things is the Science, all about butts this episode. And also we have Dragon Den Canada, a roller rink pop-up business, wellness gummies, a mosquito prevention service that carries over a $7 million valuation, upcycled grain mixes, planner and journal business. And then we head over to the UK, Dragon Den UK, Gret Guest Shark, Gary Neville is going to be in the tank. Also, Traitors Episode 5, speculation of possible new traitors arise. Excuse me, not Episode 5, it's Episode 8 of that show. That season is flying by. Then we have Style It Episode 5. It's going to be dance-inspired clothing. Then on Celebrity Cooking School on E4, it is the finale. It's the final duck flambé and restaurant-worthy 3-course meals. Then we have Secret Life of Safari Park on Channel 4. It's an elderly elk is on a special diet, but the park's fellow deer and bullying bison just keep nicking away her dinner. Meanwhile, the white rhino, Minru, must be pregnant. ITV's got a new episode of Love Island UK. We have Exelante over on Telemundo. We're getting down to the wire over there. And then Big Brother Celebrities over on Novo in Quebec. For the news, for streaming, Gordon Ramsay's Spanish Trip Part 2 hits Netflix. There's a new Survivor 46 audition video, Randon, came out yesterday. As reported by Reality TV fan on Twitter, the summit is coming to CBS. There was some rumors that this was going to happen during the writer's strike. I think it was called Treasure Trail on the application. I don't remember if he mentioned that they're actually going to call it the summit for CBS. But basically, it's a show where a group of people have to climb up a mountain and they have to do challenges and vote-offs to get there. It was an Australian show. If you watched it Let me know how you think it will do on CBS. There's a Chuck E. Cheese-based game coming. I'm not sure exactly who is going to be streaming or airing this, but it sounds like a Peacock show to me.
This comes reported from the reality TV fan on Twitter, who's
going to say that it's going to be teams of two adults that are going to be competing in multiple carnival games to get tickets,
based on the iconic Chuck E. Cheese games.
Lastly, reality TV fan also reported that a new English Traitors was going to be on the horizon. He mentioned that yesterday, and then today, right before I started recording, it came out that it's going to be the Traitors Ireland RTE, pretty much the only place that I know that does reality TV over in Ireland. They did The Apprentice before. They do Dancing with Stars, I believe.
They are discussing doing the Traitors Ireland, but there's some financial constraints there, so
it's not confirmed yet. I really think that if you do see a Traitors Ireland, we will see something probably similar to New Zealand, where that prize is probably going to be relatively small. But listen, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not Irish, but I will be watching if it comes out. Really thought it was going to be South Africa when he said there was an English one out there. Kind of held my crossed my fingers for Nigeria, because I felt like that would be a really fun country to do it at. But maybe one day we will get South Africa and Nigeria on the Traitors bandwagon.
All right, that wraps up a very fast version of Reality Daily today. Once again, apologies for the delay on that.
But you can follow us on our social media pages at Reality Daily Pod. Let me know if I missed any shows today or any news that you see that you want us to cover. All right, until next time.
Bye.